On the newsroom with me, Jannat Jalil. With just hours to go before the US ceasefire with Iran was due to expire, President Trump announces it's being extended until negotiations conclude. But Iran decries his repeated threats.
This is not the behavior of a country that is really serious about a diplomatic process.
Hezbollah says it's fired into Israel for the first time since their ceasefire came into effect last week. A criminal investigation is opened into whether ChatGPT helped a gunman kill two people at a US university last year.
The chatbot advised the shooter on what type of gun to use, on which ammo went with which gun, and where on campus to encounter a higher population.
And we hear about a tribute to the legendary queen of salsa, Celia Cruz, here in London. That's after this bulletin.
BBC News with Roisin Hasty. President Trump has announced an extension to the ceasefire with Iran until talks come to a conclusion. The truce between the two sides was due to expire on Wednesday. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said he'd been asked to hold off on attacking Iran by Pakistan, which has been acting as a mediator. Gary O'Donoghue is in Washington.
I imagine the Pakistanis have been leaning on Tehran pretty heavily. I think Pakistan will have had to say something to what the White House to get them to extend this deadline. Otherwise, what would be the reason for just backing down for the president? Yes, he wants a way out of this conflict. Yes, he wants an off-ramp. This is causing him problems domestically. I still think he would require some kind of reassurance that there was something going to come out of this. Otherwise, he could be left with egg on his face, frankly.
The Lebanese group Hezbollah says it's launched drones and fired rockets into northern Israel. The Iranian-backed movement called the attacks a response to ceasefire violations by Israel. Israel said Hezbollah had fired rockets at Israeli troops inside southern Lebanon and launched a single drone towards northern Israel. A criminal investigation has been opened in Florida into ChatGPT and its parent company, OpenAI, after a review of messages between the chatbot and a man accused of killing two people at Florida State University last year. Our North America technology correspondent, Lily Jamali, reports.
Florida's Attorney General James Uthmeyer said the 21-year-old suspect had asked ChatGPT for information about the best time to carry out the attack and what kind of gun and ammunition to use. An OpenAI spokesperson said the mass shooting was a tragedy, but insisted the company wasn't responsible. OpenAI maintains that the information used by the alleged gunman was already available on the internet. James Uthmeyer acknowledged that his investigation was entering uncharted territory, but he noted that if ChatGPT were a person, it would be facing murder charges.
Italy has summoned the Russian ambassador in Rome after a Russian television presenter delivered a stream of insults against the Italian prime minister. More from our global affairs reporter, Joanna Keane.
Speaking on Russian television, the presenter Vladimir Solovyov said in Italian that Giorgia Meloni was a disgrace to the human race and a nasty little woman. He then switched to Russian and described her as a fascist creature who had betrayed her electors. Relations between Rome and Moscow have been tense because of Italy's support for Ukraine since the Russian invasion. Writing on social media, Giorgia Meloni said caricatures wouldn't make Italy change course. We, unlike others, have no strings, no masters, and take no orders, she said.
World News from the BBC. The US Department of Justice has announced a criminal investigation into a leading civil rights organisation, the Southern Poverty Law Centre. The Attorney General, Todd Blanche, accused the SPLC of financial crimes and stoking racial hatred. He said the group had secretly given money to people belonging to white supremacist groups. The head of the SPLC, Brian Fair, said the government appeared to be highlighting the past practice of paying informants to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. The US Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, has met Haiti's Prime Minister, Alix Didier-Fizamé, to stress the importance of making security improvements so the country can hold elections. Earlier, Chad said it would deploy 1,500 soldiers to Haiti as part of the UN-backed international force to help tackle widespread gang violence. The head of Peru's electoral authority has resigned over delays in releasing the final results from the first round of the country's presidential election held earlier this month. Piero Corvetto said logistical problems had affected the count, but denied that there had been any irregularities. Several candidates and business leaders had questioned the delay. Researchers in Chile say they'll send microorganisms collected from extreme environments into orbit to test how they survive in space. The samples, which were found in Chile and Antarctica, will be placed in containers outside the International Space Station. After 6 to 8 months, they'll be brought back to Earth and analysed. Dr. Jenny Blamey from the University of Santiago works on the project.
For the first time, microorganisms from extreme environments are being analysed as potential organisms that might withstand the conditions of outer space. They will return to Earth for genomic analysis to identify potential applications of their proteins. We'll look at whether they've been altered by the effects of exposure to outer space.
BBC News.